Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
All right, get your vocal cords warmed up this morning because the champ is coming. The champ is here.
Oh, karaoke.
The champ is
here.
Yeah,
baby.
Yes, the karaoke world champion going to be in studio here at our 8 Forks Market Road just after 8:30 this morning. Very excited.
You know, we should have brought a bottle of wine, given Arena half of it, and then she probably would have challenged her. You like your karaoke after a couple of drinks, don't you?
Only when I'm drunk.
That's why I said give you half a bottle of wine and be like,
half a bottle, I mean.
What's up? Okay, sorry, 2 bottles of wine. What's up, girlfriend?
We got some nerdy Star Wars stuff coming up this morning. Subway has dropped off a whole bunch of those collector's cups, the Star Wars ones that you can get. We'll give that away at 7:30 this morning.
Oh, wow.
City in Color, Disturbed tickets with another chance to qualify for the NHL Bridgestone Winter Classic.
Subway bringing subs too, or is that just Star Wars
Not
stuff?
Not yet.
Well, come on.
They're bringing subs. I just don't know when.
Oh, I think it's next week or something.
Okay.
Wheeler of the Morning, Philly and Rena. Here we go.
And now,
what's trending?
Oh, a BTW, a BT Dubs. coming up after 6:30, we'll give you your choice of Disturbed tickets or City and Color. We'll play That's coming up just after 6:30 here with Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Okay, so listen, I've been battling for years with the MLCC. Give us more beer!
Yeah.
And a lot of people have, and the MLCC, once again, just kind of, you know, it's like one belt notch at a time. They're loosening things up. So these growlers, I'm sure you've seen them in the MLCC. They've been around a few of the locations where you can go and visit. It's like when you used to watch cartoons and that guy would walk around with the triple X bottle.
Yeah.
And put the cork in it. They look like that if you've never seen them. So you can grab one of those and then you can pour whatever you want out of the tap. It's like basically beer Slurpee. So you can go and you can get growlers for $4.
Yeah.
They're expanding the program. They're expanding the program and they have smaller growlers called Howlers, and those are only $3.
Mm.
So you have options now as far as sizes, and they're going to be doing it in more locations around the province.
Okay, well, that's good news.
Yeah.
Take what you can get, I suppose. Finally, a sushi. And you guys might have seen this. It went viral, apparently, a YouTube video. I just saw it for the first time this morning, or just read about it. This chef has made a Big Mac sushi.
But what?
He's turned a Big Mac into sushi. So it's a sushi that I might actually try. So I guess there's no raw fish. It's like, it looks
sushi.
Like sushi.
So basically
it's like a roll. It's like a meat roll. A meat rice roll.
So he takes Big Mac ingredients plus some avocado, tomato, fresh herbs, spicy mayo, and he rolls it in with the fries. And he turns it into what looks like sushi, but it's Big Mac sushi.
And he uses chopsticks, obviously.
I could assume.
Come on. Of course, sushi.
Next time I go to a sushi joint, so for the first time ever, I'll ask for the Big Mac sushi.
Yes.
Yep.
You do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys knew this, but the CFL, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and Winnipeg CEO Wade Miller are being sued.
Mm.
Did you read this?
Yeah, something had to do with the union that they had hired for halftime.
Yeah, so by a local union representing stage workers over jobs that are supposed to be for the halftime show.
Yeah.
The lawsuit claims that the union had a contract to provide labor for Sunday's halftime performance, but the contract was breached, and so now they're claiming $40,000 in damages.
Yeah.
Interesting, happening right as the Grey Cup.
I would imagine Wade, before he did this, he's got lawyers, would have said what they're probably going to come back. You know, guys like Wade Miller know the what could happen if he cuts ties with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So,
interesting.
We'll see what happens.
Last thing you need during a great game.
That's right.
It's a good thing the Bombers aren't in it because that would be a huge distraction.
Oh, God, yeah.
That worked out well.
Now I'm glad they didn't even make the playoffs.
6:24 now. News, weather, sports coming up. Hang on. Lee, of course, that famous line back in the day when he was fighting down in.
That sounded like Will Smith playing the champ.
That was the clip from the movie.
Oh, okay.
But that was when he fought George Foreman down in
Zaire.
In Zaire, Africa. Yeah. That was a great scene in the movie. The reason why I played that, this one right here. We have the world champion of karaoke.
Oh,
this is Alerta coming down here this morning after 8:30.
Exciting.
She just literally, if you didn't know, karaoke has a world championship. This year it was held in Singapore, Canadian, Winnipegger, world champ.
Yeah.
Love it. We'll have her coming down after 8:30 and a little clip of what she performed for you. 6:36, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly, and Rena. Good morning.
-8 is the high for today with a 30% chance of flurries throughout the day. We are at -10 right now.
Okay, and lots going on this morning, lots going on tomorrow as we get ready for Grey Cup. KB will be here tomorrow morning at 8:30. Looking forward to getting his thoughts on the big game.
I think we actually have Grey Cup tickets to give away, too. Like, we need to give them away today or tomorrow. What do you think?
I say it's a tough one because you'd like to give them away as early as possible to let people start making their plans for the festivities, right?
Right. So today?
What do you think? Rena?
Yeah.
I say today. Then you can plot your weekend accordingly. I know you got the tickets. Mm-hmm. Find the babysitter, whatever it is you got to do.
I'm just checking here because the text message. These are courtesy of Manitoba Hydro Power Smart.
Okay.
Courtesy of Manitoba Hydro Power Smart. That's who's giving up the tickets. We'll give those away after 7 o'clock here. Right now, we're going to give away tickets 204-780-CITY, CITI 2484. You have your choice. You can take Disturbed, Beat the Box Office, which go on sale tomorrow, or City in Color, Beat the Box Office, also go on sale tomorrow. We're going to play been playing this all week. 30 seconds on the clock, we give you a topic. If you can speak about that topic for 30 seconds without saying or oh, you win. Simple.
Nice, City.
Hello.
What's your name?
Scott.
30 seconds on the clock. Talk about Christy Yamaguchi's figure skating career. Go.
She was the greatest figure skater in the world. She won many gold medals. She trained hard all her life. Her mother was an awesome skater as well.
That's good, though. I couldn't talk about Christy Yamaguchi for 9 seconds. So you beat me there. Hi, City. Who's this?
Peter.
Peter, talk about essential Grey Cup food. Go.
What?
Grey Cup food. Like, you're having a party. What do you have at your Grey Cup party food-wise?
Oh, you're going to have some nachos. You're going to have some Cheetos, some Doritos, Blanditos. And then I'm going to go down to probably Taco Del Mar and then going to get some burritos there. And then probably head over to Subway since they're a connected restaurant. I'm going to get myself 12-inch steak and cheese, get some bed on there, maybe some bologna, some salami. Then I'll probably put some lettuce on it, some tomato, get some mayo on it. Southwest, salt and pepper. Then probably
going to
go and get
Oh, man, you were so close.
Yeah, you were right there, right there.
Damn it.
Yeah. Good morning, City.
Hey there.
Hi, okay. Talk about what you do under the mistletoe. Go.
The mistletoe? Well, I kiss ladies, for that's for sure. As well as...
I saw that one coming from a mile away.
Yeah, yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. All right, talk about Le Coupe Grey, the Grey Cup. Go.
Le Coupe Grey is a Grey Cup. It's very, very grey and very, very heavy. When the football players win it, they have to lift it above their head and run around the football field, up and down 100 yards, back and forth all the time. Then when one trips and falls and bashes his face on the Coupe Grey, he has to replace his teeth with new Grey teeth to symbolize the championship of the Grey Cup.
When all right, we're going to give us a... There we go. That was the wrong question. There we go. Yes, 30 seconds. Yes. Nailed it.
Smashing your teeth out while you're celebrating? I like that. Yes.
Sure. What's your name, by the way?
Matthew.
All right, Matthew, you have your choice between Disturbed, Beat the Box Office, or City in Color, Beat the Box Office. What are you taking?
All my friends are going to make fun of me, but I got to take City in Color.
Nothing wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong with
no
that at all.
No one's making
good
fun of you.
I am. What are you
I'll
taking,
fight
your lady?
Making fun of you.
Your boys may be making fun of you, but your girlfriends are going to love you for it.
My wife is going to love me for it.
Ah, there we go.
There you go. Yeah. Very nice. We'll grab some details from you off the air. That means we have Disturbed tickets still coming up this morning. What's Rick's last name on The Walking Dead? Did he ever reveal that?
Yes, it is Rick Grimes.
Grimes, yes, okay. For some reason, I thought it was Rick Campbell, because that's the name of the head coach for the Ottawa Redblacks.
Hugh Campbell's kid. Hugh Campbell, coaching legend. I didn't even know that.
I had no idea.
Watching some of that coverage yesterday, and I'm like, wow. Rick Campbell, Hugh Campbell's kid. And both Chris Jones and Rick Campbell worked in the Calgary organization at one point under Hufnagel. All Hufnagel does is produce winning teams, great quarterbacks, great coaches.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. There certainly are a handful of guys in the CFL who, because I mean, you got guys like Trestman who, you know, made his mark in the CFL, then went on to coach in the NFL. And then you just got guys that are like, nope. This is my thing. I'm good. Hufnagel. Even look at Wally Buono.
Yeah.
You know, guys that just got it figured out in the CFL. And sounds like the Campbell family does. Now, here's a question that came out of the press conference yesterday, Rena. The person that asks the question sets it up beautifully. Have a listen.
This is known as the Jim Hunt Memorial Question. that's been asked at every Grey Cup going back longer than I've been around. And both of you being in your first experience in those chairs at, as a head coach, I would like to know your philosophy and your plans to tell your team about what you think, how they should they have sex at the Grey Cup or not?
Well, it's my job to put guys in the best position to have success, whether that's on or off the field. So I guess I'm going to give advice more than a policy. And this would probably apply to most of our players and coaches, is that, and it mirrors our football team this year, is that the odds aren't good and no one gave you much of a chance. But if you pay attention to detail and you execute and you do it with zest and enthusiasm, anything can happen.
Great answer.
That does not sound like how I perform in bed.
I heard zest
and enthusiasm.
Effort, enthusiasm. My wife's like, I wish my husband played football for that guy at some point in his career.
One of the best lines I had was we were watching one of the Big Bang Theories on TV last night, and he says, hey, man, hang on a minute. And he goes, a minute can be a long time. At least that's what I've been telling the ladies for the last 20 years.
Anyways, but good answer to that tradition, you know, annual question. They must plan it a little bit beforehand, what reporter's going to ask it, and what, you know, who's how the coaches have an idea how they're going to answer it.
And you got to save it till the end, of course. But I've never understood. I mean, some coaches, Raina, are like, you are so... There are some coaches that, regardless if it's a home game or a road game, they will put their players in a hotel so they stay away. And they will basically put the hotel on lockdown because they don't want them having any shagging before a big game.
You can't police that, though. You can tell your players that, but how do you police that?
And then there's other coaches that are like, we encourage you to spend some time with your wife or girlfriend the night before the big game because it's testosterone. You know,
yeah, in a good mood. Ronda Rousey said before a fight she always finds someone to have sex with because apparently it's, yeah.
Yeah, she might want to change that after her last performance.
Yeah, that's true. Or just find somebody else to have sex with.
Not a bad idea. 6:50. Okay, we got a whole bunch of stuff to give away this morning. We still got Great Kip tickets on the way. We got Disturbed tickets on the way. We got a chance for you to qualify at the NHL Bridgestone Classic. And we got Star Wars collector stuff all coming up. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Reno.
City traffic.
By the way, quickly, Holly Holmes starting to get it, the trash talk thing. She said already thinking about the rematch. She came out and said, I don't care what Ronda does. I'll knock her out 10 times out of 10 times. It's not going to be any different next time.
Wow. 92 City FM, world-class rock time now at 7:06. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. I love playing this. Ali, of course, that's that role defined by Will Smith in the movie Ali. Yep. And we are going to have Miss Alerta, who is the world karaoke champion, just awarded over the weekend. She's from Winnipeg, and she's home now. She just got home from Singapore yesterday.
Yeah.
Going to be in studio after 8:30 this morning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 7:07, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena.
30% chance of snow throughout the day today. -8 is the high. We're at -10.
Already giving away City and Color tickets this morning. We still have Disturbed tickets up for grabs after 8:30.
We will do that at 8:20.
Okay.
Because we have Grey Cup tickets. Grey Cup tickets coming up here in 10:15.
Right.
Star Wars Collector Cups and a $25 gift certificate to Subway coming up after 7:30. So we'll do the Disturbed tickets at 8:20. It's busy.
'Tis the season, though.
You
get these prizes, do whatever you want with them, re-gift them.
And a qualification to go to the NHL Bridgestone Winter Classic with Tavern United coming up in the NHL report. Right before 9 o'clock.
Yeah, stuff that in your wife's stocking.
Well, what's this, honey? Qualified for the Winter Classic.
Hey, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, what?
I won it.
What'd you pay, huh? What'd you pay for it? Nothing. Of course, every Tuesday night, you can head down to the Tavern United and catch some hockey with H for another chance to get into the draw for the NHL Bridgestone Winter Classic happening on New Year's Day. Okay, so a lot of people new to Winnipeg, they're visiting here for the first time. Maybe they've been here before, but it's been a while, but they're in for the Grey Cup. A lot of them here. Be nice to them. We want them to come back. But if anybody asks you, I'm going to make sure that everyone knows, has a few things on hand. Because someone's going to say, what is there to do around here in Winnipeg? So, if you had to pick one thing that you got to do in Winnipeg before you leave, Rita J., what would you say it is?
Well, Philly already said the Forks earlier. Which is true, though. That's right. Yeah. Whenever anybody comes here, I'm like, listen, go to the Forks.
The Forks is historic. The Forks is historic. I mean, like, it's just the Johnson Terminal. It's a beautiful building. You can see where the water levels are from the flood of 97, where they should have been and where they were because of the floodway. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of history here.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'd say go to the Pal.
Ooh, good one. Mm-hmm. The world famous.
Yeah, yeah. You can't go wrong with that.
And we're down to, like, we're down to just over a month before that closes its doors.
Closing soon.
Even more reason to go. You can say you were there the last time the Pal was open for the Grey Cup.
Yeah.
What do you think, Philly?
I've got five.
Oh, boy, wow.
The Forks, and the Forks.
Good thinking. Mm. Yeah. I like number three.
No, they got
the Human Rights Museum.
Human Rights
at
Museum.
The Forks.
Right. You can go to the Spike out in Transcona.
Right.
Transcona Museum.
If I had to pick one, what I would say, while you're in Winnipeg, we've got great food here. I always brag about, you know, having the most restaurants per capita in North America, but you have to have one of the burgers from the mom and pop shops. I don't care if it's Dairy Whip, VJ's, Super Boys, whatever.
Some of those are seasonal, though. You have a tough time getting
the Red Boot, whatever it is. I mean, like, just pop into one of those little drive-ins and just say, just give me the biggest burger you got.
That's right.
You can't go wrong with one of the mom and pop burger shops here.
You can't go wrong with the Salisbury House. I don't care.
That's
true. Love a good cheese nip. Mm-hmm. I do.
What do you think? 204-780 City, CITI 2484. We'll take a couple hauls here. One thing to do in Winnipeg while you're here. Go. What do you think?
Yeah, the Mint.
The Mint.
Believe it or not, the Mint is a really cool place to go.
That's absolutely.
I live next door and I've never been.
And you know what? It's awesome. They have actually like leaves dipped in gold and silver that you can pick up that are really cheap, and they're all unique, all one of a kind. And they give tours and shit. It's actually a really cool place to go.
Very cool.
All right. You can go to Jonathan Taves Community Center, otherwise known as Dakota.
That's right.
Hi, City.
Hi. You know, you're talking about the cheese nip. You know, I discovered some time ago, the different hamburgers have their own distinctive taste, if you think about it. There's probably a dozen different kind of hamburgers, and each one tastes different. So if they got 2 days left to stay in Winnipeg, they might have about half a dozen hamburgers and all that.
That's a great point.
Lots of burgers.
Come with your integrity, leave with a coronary.
Hi, City.
Hey, there's two places you got to hit. Either Lovey's on Marion.
Lovey's.
Terminator Burger.
Yep.
Or go to Blondie's.
Blondie's, Blondie's another one.
It's turned into the best burger in town.
I'm telling you, they're legit. Like, we do have some of the best burgers in the entire world here.
Also, places to go, like, when you got some time to kill.
That's
or whatever
not
you're
just
doing.
The best
not just food. Like, where do you go to do something?
Hi, City.
Hey, how about Rena's place? Isn't that a tourist attraction?
Hello.
That's true. A tourist attraction.
Always open. The house.
This is such a creepy old uncle joke.
Hi, City.
Hello.
That was going to be his joke.
Last call here. Last call. Go ahead.
Hey, we got a solid minus 10 out there today. You can go out and check out Assiniboine Park. It's not too cold.
Absolutely. Yeah, we got a lot of great parks. Hildona Parks. And the best part is that even if you want to spend some time outside, like you mentioned, Stefano Grande was saying the other day, they're going to extend the patio hours, especially for downtown. So they're going to put, you know, the heat lamps out and everything. So, yeah, who cares if it's minus 10? It's Winnipeg. It's patio weather, baby.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And as, you know, tomorrow night, the Jets will be on. So
that's right.
Go to a good. I'll tell you, the downtown is bopping while the Jets play.
Is it home or away?
They're on the road.
It's a road game, but still, all the lounges are busy when they're playing.
Yep. Go watch a hockey game with the Jets fan. It'll change your entire life. Lots of things to do here in Winnipeg. 7:12. We'll give away those. Let me think. Yes, great cup tickets coming up here next. Hang on. Brand new EP from the Foo Fighters. It was kind of some leftover stuff that wasn't quite finished from their last record. And so they're putting it up for free download if you go to stcecilia.com. You can link to that through the Foo Fighters website. It's okay. As a big Foo Fighters fan, I'll say it's okay. It's not the greatest piece of work they've ever done, but it's new Foo Fighter music, so it's never bad. 7:20, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly. And Rena, good morning.
Minus 8 is the high for today. 30% chance of snow throughout the day. We're still at minus 10.
So you're saying it's like pizza or sex?
You know what? That reminds me. While you're in Winnipeg, you have to visit Phil's Missionary Pizza.
Yes, you do.
My oh my.
Yeah, you won't be disappointed. Hey, it's pizza.
How bad can it be,
How
right?
bad can it be?
How bad can it be? All right, so coming up here after 7:30, Star Wars is dominating everything right now. It's going to smash records.
Everywhere you go. Went into a Subway yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, we know Subway's tied closely with the movie. It's everywhere. Going to Toys R Us. Everywhere.
Everywhere. You can even get ugly Christmas sweaters. You can get, like, literally, my Facebook page has just become, like, Star Wars Central.
I went into Lou's drywall yesterday. Everywhere.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
After 7:30, we're going to give you the four collector's cup from Subway and a $25 gift certificate. It's kind of cool. Rena's actually going to try and stump me with some Star Wars trivia. How about that?
Yeah, I'm not sure how easy or hard these are, considering I don't really know the movies.
Perfect.
Yeah,
that's okay.
There's a lot of words that I can't say, so I'm like, this must be hard. I can barely read this.
That's okay. So, hey, that's good, because there might be some questions out of left field that I wouldn't normally hear as a Star Wars fan. Yeah. I'm looking forward to this, actually.
Well, their Philly has approved them, so.
She sent them to me just to make sure, you know, it wasn't like, finish this line, Jabba the. I want to make sure they're a bit harder than that.
Right. Yeah. All right, so let's give it up here after 7:30. Let's give away some Grey Cup tickets right now. The 103rd Grey Cup happening this Sunday at IG Field. One thing I love about the fact that the Grey Cup is here this year at IG Field is a lot of people that have been to Winnipeg before for the Grey Cup, it would be the old Canada Stadium, right?
Yeah.
So you'd go to the old Canada Stadium and you just kind of stay in the Polo Park or downtown area and you get to see the south part of Winnipeg. You get to go see the university grounds, brand new stadium. I love it.
That's
I think it's really cool.
Yeah, it's just such a beautiful stadium. If you have that's one thing we didn't discuss when we were saying, hey, things to see while you're in Winnipeg. Well, you're going to be in a whole new area for this game and it's beautiful, the stadium.
Really, really, really nice. So, okay, here's the question this morning for Grey Cup tickets. First correct answer at 780 City, CITI 2484, will get tickets to this Sunday's 103rd Grey Cup between the Red Blacks and the Eskimos. Question is, the Grey Cup was originally supposed to go to a different sport.
Oh, so the trophy itself?
Yeah. The Grey Cup was originally be like, all right, I'm Earl Grey, and I'm going to give this cup to this. What was that sport? What sport was it originally supposed to go to?
It's 204. Earl Grey, eh?
Albert Gray.
Oh, I was going to say, he's named after T.
Like the T.
And the CFL championship game.
He was the Governor General of Canada, Albert Gray, 4th Earl that's Gray. Better. That's better. What sport was it supposed to go to? Hello. Hello.
Good morning.
Would it be fencing?
Not fencing, no. Fencing. Not fencing.
That's good morning, City.
Lacrosse.
What? Do you
what?
Think?
Lacrosse?
Lacrosse. No, not lacrosse. Not lacrosse, no.
Good morning,
the
City.
Man cup, the man
Is it
cup.
Basketball?
Not basketball, no.
Okay. Hello, City.
Horse racing.
Horse racing?
Not horse racing, no. Not horse racing.
780 City, 780, 2484.
Go ahead.
Curling.
Not curling.
Everybody's guessing Canada's finest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, City.
Senior amateur hockey.
Yes!
That is correct.
Yeah, baby.
Now, what happened was he's like, all right, you know, I'm going to go and I'm going to donate the trophy for the senior men's championship because the Stanley Cup is already around. And then this guy, this Allen guy stepped in, and that's why we know it as
the Allen Cup.
The Allen Cup. And so he went, oh, fine, give it to the rugby football championship. And that's how it became the Grey Cup. And the first time it was awarded was in 1909. Good for you. What's your name?
It's Daryl.
You're on your way to the Grey Cup, my friend.
Thanks, man.
All right, hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. 724 News, weather, sports, coming up.
City traffic.
Traffic is for South Beach Casino and Resort, celebrating 10 years of excellence. Receive real cash back on your Ocean Club account. Details at southbeachcasino.ca.
By the way, his name was Albert Gray, but he was the 4th Earl Gray. So he's the Earl of Grey.
Yeah.
So it actually was Earl Grey.
The guy who invented tea.
Right. I don't know. I'm not going to make that correlation. It's possible.
I am. Well, you should all have a cup of tea to celebrate the Grey Cup this weekend.
The English would not have their Earl Grey tea without Canadian football. We're saying it right here, right now.
Tea with vodka in it.
Yes, right. Rena, you know, you've got things figured out.
Right.
Right. We are less than 1 month away from seeing a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, and then Brahman, and then the Scroll, and then Episode 7, The Force Awakens, exciting stuff. December 18th is when that opens. It's going to smash box office records. Already $50 million in pre-tickets sold. It's incredible. And we have a pair of tickets. We have Subway has donated a $25 gift card, and there are four collector's cups that they're giving away. You can stop in and get these collector's cups at any one of your participating Subway restaurants. We're going to give them away to you right now. 204-780-CITY, CITI 2484. Rena has five questions. She has five Star Wars related questions that she's going to ask me. Mm-hmm. I'm a bit of a Star Wars fan. Love this since I was a kid.
Just a little bit. Producer Paul's actually sent me some questions to try and stump
you. Oh, God. Great. So you guys are ganging up on me now. All right. Yeah. So let's grab a caller here, Phil. What do you think is fair? If I get 3 out of 5?
Yes. So the caller has to decide if you're going to get 3 out of 5.
Okay. The over-under is me getting 3 right. Am I going to get over 3 or below 3?
Yes, you are.
All right.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am, Wes. Yes, I am. Am I going to get more right?
He's going to get more than 3 right. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, yeah. You think he's going to get more than three, correct?
For sure. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Nervous.
Question number one. How many times was the word Ewok mentioned in Return of the Jedi?
Zero?
That is correct.
That's
well
correct.
Done.
See, that's easy, though, because how would he know that? So it's got to be some goofy answer like that. Right, because you don't ask.
Well,
I
just went through the entire movie in my head in like 5 seconds like that.
Paul says they are referred to in the credits and on toy boxes and stores, and that's about it. So, okay. What lies below the Jedi Temple on Coruscant? I don't know if I said that right.
Coruscant. That would be...
Gandalf.
The Balrog lives down there.
Balrog.
I think it's the archives. I can't remember the exact name, but it's like the crystals or the so there's something. They mention it in the Clone Wars.
I'm gonna go with no.
Yeah, what is it?
Okay, yeah. The ancient Sith temple the Emperor uses as his secret lair to study the dark side of the Force.
Oh yeah, no, I didn't know that.
You're one and one so far.
I'm only halfway through the Clone Wars.
Okay. What character in an early draft version of Star Wars was a huge green-skinned guy with no nose and large gills?
Chewbacca, I think.
The original draft version of the show.
I think Chewbacca, wasn't it?
Or Han Solo.
Han Solo.
Yeah, yeah, so too wrong. Yeah.
See, listen, I'm a huge Star Wars fan of like the movies. There are some, and I've read a bunch of the books after, but some of these questions, I've played Trivial Pursuit
excuses.
Star Wars.
Excuses.
No, I'm not making excuses. The Trivial Pursuit, there are questions in there like, what was this admiral's name that was standing beside this admiral? And you'd only know that if you watch through the entire credits.
That's right. This sounds like a hockey team going, we have lots of injuries right now. We've been on the road for a long time.
What do you got, Rena? Next one, come on.
Okay.
Give me a grapefruit.
What snow creature mauls and knocks out Luke Skywalker on the ice planet of Hoth?
That would be a Wumpa.
Is correct.
There you go. Softball. That's a grapefruit.
I'll take that.
There you go.
All right, so two and two. This is the decider. Yes. This is the decider.
Okay. Who's the only human to fight in and survive the two Death Star battles?
Captain Kirk.
You're an asshole. Say again?
Who's the only human to fight in and survive the two Death Star battles?
Human to fight in and survive the Death Star battles. It's not Lando, because he wasn't there in the first one.
Cold 45, baby.
It's a weird name. Shockingly.
Well, technically Luke. No. Yeah, technically Luke.
That's not correct.
Actually, it is correct. Paul, back me up on this one, because Luke
the
was
answer
the
is Wedge Antilles.
Yeah, Wedge was fine, but Luke was there also. Luke should be the correct answer, because he blew up the first Death Star, and he was on the Death Star, part of that fight, and got off in time. He survived both Death Stars.
I'm taking
that as a win. Yeah,
this is why you don't play board games with Wheeler.
Well, no, we got to ask Paul. What does Paul say?
Paul?
You can't just deem yourself a win.
Well, it's true.
To Wheeler style.
No.
Trivia sucks. Winner.
Let's go to the phone. The way you pose the question, that is one of the right answers.
This side.
Paul?
Okay, you know what? Rather than have a big giant fight, we want to award this guy the prize anyway. What's your name?
We're giving him the prize.
You got
Luke survived both battles. Boom.
Wheeler vetoed the trivia. You win.
You got five Star Wars caps, and you got yourself, of course, $25 gift certificate to Subway. 7:41. Entertainment City's next.
Entertainment City with Rena J. Brought to you by Anna's Brothers.
Your first choice for all your recreational needs on the water or on the trail with ATVs, side-by-sides, boats, sea-doos, and more.
Force may be a wee bit too powerful for some kids. That's what the people who rate movies think about the Star Wars The Force Awakens, because the Motion Picture Association of America has announced that the Star Wars movie will be rated PG-13.
I was really curious about this, and I was hoping it would stick to a PG.
There's only one other one that was a PG-13.
Revenge of the Return of the Sith.
Yeah, and the rest were PG. So, but they have decided there are some frightening scenes, so that made them put the 13 after the PG, I guess. Okay, the father of late actor Paul Walker is also suing Porsche now.
Boy.
Yeah, the star of the Fast and the Furious movies died in a car crash 2 years ago. His father is saying that it was negligence, wrongful death in the case filed against Porsche in a Los Angeles court. They claim that the car he was in lacked safety features that could have prevented his death. And his daughter Paul Walker's daughter also filed a lawsuit against Porsche, and they have fired back saying, like, you know, it's not our fault. It's Paul Walker's fault. He knows better. He's a car guy. He should have known that that car can't handle that kind of speed on that kind of road, on that kind of turf, and there was upgrades to it. Anyway, so more people jumping on the lawsuit bandwagon there.
It's an unfortunate there was a loss of life, but, I mean, there is such thing as human error. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a new man who might be walking on the moon, Ryan Gosling. Mm-hmm. This is kind of exciting. He is being courted right now. They're just kind of in negotiations to play the role of Neil Armstrong. Mm-hmm. They're going to be doing the Apollo 11 lunar launch movie.
So you look at a picture of Neil Armstrong. He wasn't exactly the best looking dude in the world, right?
Then it's like, let's make him into Ryan Gosling. Let's make him the most handsome mother effer in the world.
I'm not going to complain about that.
But they're actors. Who are you going to... What we need is a very pedestrian looking actor.
Right.
Do they exist? What are you going to get? Dennis Franz to play him?
Yes, perfect.
Okay.
George Costanza.
Yeah, sure.
So basically, the screenplay is being written right now, but it's based on the biography, First Man, A Life of Neil Armstrong. The project is still in the writing process, and Ryan Gosling is negotiating.
I want to see that story. That's good.
Yeah. Will Smith is considering leaving acting altogether and moving for a career in politics as a way to honor his grandmother. The Men in Black star is going to be following in the footsteps of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Ronald Reagan, saying that he is basically, or he admits that he is actually prepping for his new career already. He says, I'm a climber, so if I see a mountain, I have to climb it. I'm not a camper. I don't like hanging out in one place for too long. So I think at this point, I'm elevating my ability to be useful in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Alec Baldwin and Rob Lowe have also made it clear that they have politics on their minds, and they might be joining politics very soon as well. A bunch of actors trying to get into it.
But Will Smith had a really, really successful movie in a while.
After Earth? No.
No.
Focus? Well, it was okay.
Was it right? I'm trying to think of his last big one. Big one. Like, I Am Legend, I liked it, but it wasn't, I don't think it was a critical, it wasn't
that great of a movie.
Well, he's got so Concussion coming out right away.
Concussion, yeah.
That's coming. Oh, right, yeah, that was supposed to be big, yeah. And finally, we're now a week in on The Walking Dead's big reveal about Glenn's fate, and the actor says that he's happy he can freely discuss what's going on now with his friends, family, and fans. Basically, he said that right after, you know, Glenn died and everyone was freaking out, he had to hide in his house. He said he was eating takeout every night. He wasn't leaving because people were harassing him, trying to get some details about what Glenn's fate was.
Yeah.
So he said he even lost some friends in the process because he wouldn't open his mouth about what was going on with the show. And he says he's just happy for all the fan support and concern that people have for him. So
I feel like the world, you know, there's lots of stuff going on in the world, but it's a better place today because I know that Jon Snow and Glenn are alive. I'm sorry, it is. We can all live happy.
Mm-hmm. That's Entertainment City.
The Bone Phone.
Brought to you by Duraco Windows. Built tough in Winnipeg for Winnipeg weather. Call or click on duraco.ca for details.
780 Bone, 780-2663. You ever hear us talking about something throughout a morning and we go to the phones? We do it all the time. And if you can't get through or we run out of time, the Bone Phone is perfect. You can still get your opinion out there. This morning we were looking for great places to visit while you're in Winnipeg doing the Grey Cup thing.
Right.
Great restaurants and tourist attractions. And we have a lot of stupid drivers, and we get
a tourist attraction.
We get calls about it every day.
I'm just curious as to when people started getting angry for themselves being idiots. Like, if I'm following somebody in the left lane on the highway and they're doing 90, and I just lay on my horn until they move, because they know they shouldn't be there, why do they still put me off when I pass them? It's like those people that have parked at the bottom of a merge ramp. If I don't need to stop, I won't. I'll go around you. Still, I get flipped off.
I think we've talked about this before. It depends on the intensity of your honk. There's the meet me, like you're kind of...
Like, hey, bud. Hey, what's up?
Come on, go. Like when you're at a red light and the guy's sitting there too long because maybe he's texting.
Yeah.
And you give him the little
I usually do a one, but hold it a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Like a... Meh.
You're that lady.
That lady when it's better to go... Me.
No, there's like a little
like
subtle...
Bup,
and then bup, bup. And then when you're really mad, they're like...
Oh, I'm not holding it that long.
Screw you!
Then there's the you're trying to make it sound like an alarm.
Yeah. Now you're one step from violence at that, but you're so mad. A city vehicle Going somewhere fast in traffic. It must be emergency,
you
right?
You know, there must be something important going on when a city Winnipeg truck passes you on Kennison when you're doing a speed limit. It's got to be coffee time.
Oh, city workers be mad at you. Response call coming in 3, 2, 1. Okay, yesterday there was a guy, there was a lady saying, don't drive in the shoulder. You know, that's not for passing. It's for changing a flat tire. And then I kind of responded with a comment about Gun Road and how there's a shoulder there. Yeah. I guess fellow Transcona night here.
Morning. This is to the lady who says you shouldn't use curb lanes as turning lanes. I'm from Transcona, and I live a block away from that turn lane that you were talking about, Philly.
You go,
over
you go.
At Plessy's and Gun Road. You know, it's aggressive, safe drivers, Philly, like you and I, that help reduce the traffic congestion in the city. There was nothing but bonehead drivers like her. Traffic would be backed up all the way down Gun Road. And if you can use a curb lane, a shoulder, except the pass on a highway, if you can do that all safely, then do it, because it will help reduce traffic.
Mm-hmm. So he's kind of saying, yes, sometimes it does help as long as you're doing it safely.
Good.
This song by, is there a particular Adele song? I know her album is killing it. This is the
Hello is her big single right now.
I watched portions of her Adele in London last night. God damn. Like, she, that girl can sing.
Okay, well, this guy
is ridiculous.
She's unreal.
This dude doesn't agree.
My name is Tom. I'm 18 years old. And I had to pull over because I can't take it anymore. I need to apologize to the people of the world about my generation and the music they listen to. Because I just found 3 radio stations that are all playing the same Adele song, Hello. Mm. And I can't, like, it's awful. Like, I'm sorry, it's a terrible song. I feel like I'm the only one on earth with decent taste in music.
Just be happy it's not Bad Blood, because, whoa. Oh my God, did that song got played the crap out
yeah.
of it.
Well,
it's like 7 stations in a row, like Bad Blood.
This lends to what we've been saying for years when we say, go ahead, flip around. There's nothing else out there. See,
right.
You're back
yeah.
already.
Taylor Swift. We can tell you right now what's going on other stations. Taylor Swift.
By the way.
Or Adele.
Number two, to say what you will about the song, you know, and the composition, that kind of stuff, whatever. If you're not a fan of Adele, you're not a fan of Adele. Yeah. But her voice, like, just raw, is yeah. incredible. Her
yeah,
range
she was on,
and her...
she was on Jimmy Fallon the other night, and they had a bunch of, like, children's toys that they were making the music with, and she sang the Hello song, like, the Roots, and it was awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, she just, her voice just nails it. Even with these crappy little kids' toys, it still sounded unbelievable.
And listen, we talk about, you know, guys like Carey Price that come back, and a lot of these professional athletes that come back after injuries and whatnot, and whether they can still play and whatnot. She took 3 years off to have vocal cord reconstructive surgery.
Mm-hmm.
It's her vocal cords. Like, they ripped
really?
Up
what was
throat.
Wrong with her vocal cords? Yeah,
it was strained. It was strained because, like, just from the singing, I guess. So, yeah.
Okay.
And she had a baby, too.
Maybe Vince Neil can have that to make him sing better with
the
He hums.
Do that impression again?
He hums a lot. So, like, Livewire.
You sound like a character from South Park.
And then he sticks the microphone to the crowd. Come on, finish this off for me.
And everyone goes.
Everybody else can sing it.
You guys are. All right, this woman, she's calling again about office etiquette with the washroom, okay?
Hi, guys. You might remember me from last year. I was the broad that hates when people blow their nose at their desk. Well, something else really grinds my gears, too. Now, I don't give a shit what the men do in their bathroom, but ladies, for Christ's sake, just please courtesy flush.
The courtesy flush is universal, but I didn't know women were doing that at the office.
Yeah, what the heck?
No, they're not. It's probably a guy sneaking in there and taking a dump.
Ooh, that's a great prank. Great prank.
Women don't do that. It's very rare that you walk into the can, you see that. If you do, you're like, that toilet must be broken. Women don't do this. We're clean.
Don't flush at all if you're a guy.
Guys
go in
there because it's nicer, too. Yeah. And on the way, wait, that's right. You don't flush on the way, you go, God damn it, Margo. That's all my fault. Robbing you. 92 City FM World Class Rock 822 Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. We gave away earlier our City and Color tickets, which means right now we have Disturbed tickets to give away. Beat the Box Office. They officially go on sale tomorrow, 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster. We also gave away Grey Cup tickets a little bit earlier on this morning. Have to say thank you to Manitoba Hydro Power Smart, who hooked us up with those tickets.
Excellent.
And what else did we give away? Gave away Subway Star Wars prize pack. Mm-hmm. So let's do those Disturbed tickets right now. 204-780-CITY, CITI 2484. Rena's got a trivia question. Philly and I, smart as we are, available for lifelines if you get stuck.
Hell yeah. Smart as it gets.
Okay. Men are 50% more likely to get to second base on a first date if they do this?
What's the percentage?
50.
50% more likely to get the second base if they do this. Hi, City.
Hi. Is it Wear Cologne?
That is correct.
Ooh,
that's right out of
really
the gate.
Really good smelling cologne, but...
Not wow. cheap cologne?
Not cheap cologne.
What about like English leather?
English Bruce? Leather? Man's cologne?
No, if you smell cheap, then we assume you are cheap. So
it's a man's man.
We don't
if you're out chopping wood all day, that's what you put on.
So listen, what if I got like a can of Old Spice that I keep in the car just in case I got a late meeting? You have the old... All right, I'm ready to go. What about one of those?
Do it.
Yeah?
That can...
There's something about like the man cologne smell. Like you can buy... Women buy that scent in candles. Like if you go to, you know, the candle store or whatever in the mall, I always buy those scents that smell like Guy Cologne. It smells
so good. What's
it
called? Candle of Men?
It's called Beef and Cheese.
It smells like chainsaws and cheese. Oh, my man must be home.
What's your name on the phone, by the way?
Coral.
What is it?
Coral.
All right, hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. You're officially off to see Disturbed. You've beat the box office. Good for you. 8:24. We'll take a break. News, weather, sports coming up. And then... World champion of karaoke. She won it in Singapore. Her name is Elseida Alerta, and she's coming up next.
City traffic.
And we've talked about this before, Wheeler, but if I ever, I want a cologne. I want it to be called Philly.
Yeah.
And I don't hunt, but it just on the bottle, just a hunting rifle, and it smells like beef and cheese.
And what do you call it, missionary?
No, it's called Philly.
It's called Philly.
Philly, like Beckham. Does he have his cologne?
I don't know.
And I have to say this, I got an awesome email because she guessed the answer so fast. Sounds like your question winner has been to second base a few times.
Ooh, Coral, are you going to stand up for yourself on that one?
Pardon me?
Are you going to stand up for yourself, guy? Just the email says, sounds like Coral's been to second base a few times.
I can't deny it.
Oh. Coral, what's your favorite cologne? Quick, go.
Oh, I don't know.
The right answer is Phil's.
Philly.
Philly. Smells of beef and cheese.
Gross.
92 City FM World Class Rock, 8:37. Thursday morning. My name's Dave Wheeler, Phil Aubrey, Rena J, collectively known as Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena.
Minus 8 to half for today. There is a 30% chance of light snow kind of throughout the day. We're still at minus 10 right now.
Still to come this morning, the NHL report, which would mean that we have a chance to qualify for the Winter Classic at Gillette Stadium. In Foxborough.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
How's that feel? The champ, the world champion of karaoke, Elseida Alerta. Am I saying that right?
Yes, you are.
Okay, good. Now,
first of all, you got to get one of these.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. World champion.
Yeah.
Amazing. So it's official. You are the 2015 world champion of the karaoke world championships. Now, I got to ask. Where does this start?
Well, this starts here at home in Canada. I mean, every country has their own nationals, and started here in Canada. So I started last year, actually, in Red Deer. So I won my provincials here, went to Red Deer. I won second, but you know what? I got the time to reflect the whole year and work on what I needed to work on to win Worlds for this year.
But at what point in your life were you doing karaoke? I mean, the automatic question is, were you in a bar, a lounge, and someone said, my God, you're amazing. You need to take this to the next step.
Yeah, I've heard that so many times when I like get up on stage at work and people are like, what are you doing here? You shouldn't be here. You should be doing something with your singing, you know? Yeah, so, I get that all the time.
So was it a choice between like, I can do this kind of singing competition or this kind of singing competition? Like, did you have your choice or did you look at which ones you'd have the best odds at? Or how did it become to be karaoke?
This one just came in front of me. So, I mean, like this came... It came out of nowhere.
And like where you started the limelight last Friday night, smashed out of your face?
No, not quite smashed.
Something like that, or what?
No, not really. It just came. They were at my work, and they were looking for venues at the time. That was the first year that KWC was interested in expanding in Canada, so I decided to try it out, and it worked.
Wow. KWC being the Karaoke World Championship. They have an acronym now.
Do you have a belt?
I have a huge, huge trophy. It is heavy.
Okay. Nice.
It was hard to get through customs. They did put a note that they checked the trophy, so.
Okay. Do you get to keep that, or do you have to return that as defending champ?
It's mine.
Wow.
It's mine. All mine.
Do you intend to defend every year? Is this something like, you're going to have to pry this out of my cold, dead hands? I'm the champ.
That would be awesome to do, but you know what? No, I believe it's you only get one time, okay. One time chance. But that's okay. I'm the first Canadian to win the gold. So
that's very cool.
Incredible. Yeah.
That's and we had two Canadians finish in the top three. Did we not?
Yes. Just one. Oh, last year, yeah.
There was you, and I thought third place went to a Canadian.
Third place was from Canada. Yeah, and then second was USA.
Unbelievable.
Okay. Yeah.
So, like, was the entire world represented at the World Championship?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Mostly, yeah, for sure. There was 30-plus countries out there, so.
Wow.
It was a lot. It was
nervous? Were you nervous?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How do you control those nerves, eh? Especially if
probably
you're
not... the audience. Yeah.
Do a little dance in the background and, you know, just get the nerves out. But, no, I mean, you're going against every champion in every country. Like, that's amazing.
How big was the audience there?
It was pretty big.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, not everybody can fly in for everybody, you know what I mean? I wish I could have all my fans here in Winnipeg come out, but I mean, sure. It's not very cheap to go out there.
No kidding. Singapore, yeah. First time overseas?
No, like I've been to the Philippines where
right.
I'm originally yeah.
first,
from.
First time to Singapore?
Yes.
And?
It's awesome.
Incredible.
Clean.
So does your family, has this always been something you do in your family, karaoke, when you all get together? Is it just something that came naturally within your family?
It kind of came naturally within my family.
You guys like doing it, yeah?
Yeah, but we do enjoy doing it, especially back home when I go back home every 2 years.
Right.
They have the karaoke machine ready for me.
They're done having you do it now.
The world champ. Yeah. Time for you to sing. And
92 City FM, world-class rock. What do you love? George Thorogood, 8:49, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly, and Rena. Good morning.
A 30% chance of some light snow throughout the day today. -8 is the high. We're at -10.
And how about that Grey Cup high now? -1. Yeah, baby.
Take that.
+1. +1 for Grey Cup Sunday.
Billy. Plus.
Elceda Alerta, who is the world champion of karaoke for 2015, and she's from right here in Winnipeg, Manitoba. She has it. We have her here in studio here this morning. So we asked you off the air, how does it work for next year? Do you have to re-qualify? You have to go through, you know, provincials and everything and nationals again? No.
Not me, no.
The champ gets to go back.
I get to go back, but not as a contestant, just as a, you know, performer.
Really?
And yeah. It's okay.
You don't get a chance to win again? That's the thing. You're the champ.
It's okay. They're still covering my trip. Yeah. It's all good.
That's right. She was saying a few minutes ago that you can't win again. That no. It's, they have a new winner every year.
It's still rewarding, you know, no matter what. Mm-hmm. I have... The first Canadian gold,
that's
you know,
awesome. That's... Yeah.
No one could ever take that away from you.
Yeah, no, absolutely
so,
not.
So, Indian, you were saying pretty exciting this year coming up.
It is very exciting because the Karaoke World Championships will be held in Vancouver this year for the first time
in
Canada.
Very nice.
So I'm looking out there for some talent to mentor because I know there's lots, and I would definitely like to get another winner.
You're
from
looking
Canada.
At one sitting across from you. Oh. Rena loves karaoke.
Oh, only when I'm really drunk, and I cannot sing. I cannot sing sober or drunk, so it's just a nightmare.
You should hear Straight Outta Compton. It's amazing.
I usually do Eminem songs.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Or Shania.
There are some rappers out there that make it to worlds.
So, listen, we're going to throw up the song. We're going to have you perform a little bit of the song that you won with in Singapore this past weekend. And what I'd like you to do is, if at any point, you know, you're feeling it, just hand it off to Philly. Let Philly
take over. Give him a point and he'll take over.
In fact, never do that.
All right.
Okay, here we go. So this is the song that won you the championship. It's called Listen by Beyonce. Listen, I know we don't normally play this kind of stuff, but we have the world champ in the house.
Mm-hmm.
World champ in karaoke. Okay. Take it away. It's all you.
A melody that starts. Is this the beginning?
I have no idea.
I have no idea right now. Okay. Listen, from the sound from deep within, it's only beginning to find release. Oh, the time has come for my dreams to be heard. They will not be pushed aside and turn into your own, all cause you won't. Oh, it's totally off.
Oh, I was gonna say, I didn't even have your headphones. It's amazing that you got headphones.
I was gonna jump in right there.
I could hear it a little bit, but I didn't know what version part you had there, so I didn't know where to start.
What version is that, Wheeler?
Yeah. That was the Eminem version. I don't know. It's Beyonce. I just threw it up from YouTube.
Way to be a trooper, though. Thank you. Yeah.
It's all good.
Congratulations. Over and over and over. I hope this brings you all the success in the world. We chatted a little bit. Like, I mean, is the next step getting a professional record contract?
I would love to.
Yeah.
Or is there there something else you could try out for? Like, can you try out for these TV shows, like The Voice and all that kind of stuff? Well, or do you have to be American for that?
I think you have to be American for that. That would be.
I swear that they've said, oh, this person's from Canada before.
You know what, I did too. But
so maybe.
You know, we'll see what brings, what happens in the future.
Yeah, you sound like a CD was playing right then. Like, it's crazy.
Thank you.
Well, what about it? What about endorsements? Wheeler's got all kinds of endorsements, and he's not even talented.
Yeah, so Frank's Pizza. Will you wear Frank's Pizza logo?
Get me in the Jets game.
Yeah. No, that's one thing I cannot help you with. Congratulations again. World Championship of Karaoke. This year it's in Vancouver. 8:53, Stories We Missed coming up.
The 92 City FM NHL Report.
Jets lose another road game in Washington last night, so struggling on the road, struggling, six straight road losses, and also in November, they can't get it done. This has been a tough month for them so far. But another chance tomorrow night in Minnesota.
Tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow, I keep saying tomorrow night because of the Thanksgiving in the States. 3 o'clock face-off in St. Paul, Minnesota tomorrow.
Caller 9 right now is going to get themselves into the NHL Bridgestone Winter Classic with Tavern United. You're qualified if you're Caller 9 off the air at 780 City.
City FM, world-class rock.
Go ahead, Phil.
Okay, I just want to... I put it up on the Facebook page this morning because we discussed it. You know, if you're in town for the Grey Cup, what should people do? What should visitors go check out? And, you know, just some of the response. I know some people are just trying to be funny, but some of the negativity in some of the answers, like homeless people, the North End. And I know we joke around lots on this show, and we complain about things as well, but... Come on, some positivity, folks. Yeah. Like, it's just,
no kidding. We're on the world. We're on the national stage this week.
Like, put your cynicism down for 1 second. There's lots of great things to see in Winnipeg without turning it all into the unfortunate poverty that every city has. And
dicks.
Yeah.
Rita?
There could be another benefit to caving on your kid's plea to get a dog this Christmas. Researchers have released stats that say children living with dogs are actually less likely to suffer from childhood anxiety. The study looked at 700 kids between the ages of 4 and 10 years old over an 18-month period, and among them, 58% of kids who had dogs, only 12% tested positive for anxiety, compared to 25% of kids who didn't have dogs.
Hmm. Yeah. We're actually, I think we're going to get... a new kitty for the family for Christmas.
Is one of your boys listening this morning?
Doubtful.
Well, they're not paying attention. If they're not paying attention.
Yeah, okay.
Is it for your oldest boy, right?
You're gonna
yeah,
because we lost the other one there over the summer. Yeah. Hey, I put this up at the 92 City FM Facebook page. It's this new online trend called shot put face.
Yeah,
and it's the Olympic event shot put.
Yeah.
When they spin around and they got the ball, like they take the shot right before they release, it just looks like somebody holding a metal ball beside their face, like this looks just haggard. And it's going around the internet, starting to go viral. So you can go check those out. We have a lot of them up at our Facebook page at 92cityfm.ca. That is Stories We Missed. 918. Your rock riff next.
Everybody, give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.